This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, the D in DJV, Jennifer Horn, the J, and Victoria Keelan, the V. All of us here together in a time when a lot of folks are struggling. It's a tough time business-wise, health-wise, in terms of the public psyche. We all are wondering what's going to happen, what's going to be good for us, if we're going to get unstuck by next year. I think the right sources tell me that, yeah, it's going to be much better next year. We'll all have a much better. We've been through a lot this year. What have we learned, though? Then we get toward the end of the year and start anticipating the first of the new year. We're all talking about Christmas now, Thanksgiving coming up. So I'm wondering, the time goes so quickly. Victoria and I were just talking about that. And so what are we going to, when we get to the end of Christmas, or around Christmas time, we start reflecting on the year. Hopefully there will be some good moments that we can remember, things that we'll be happy about, things that we can learn from, and then we launch off and get into the next phase of our lives. But being stuck where we are right now is no fun. We all know that. Getting unstuck, and we learn a lot. I think getting yourself unstuck comes from learning about what you went through. What did you learn? What are you learning this year? I'm learning a lot. If we can be more mundane about the election, I think it is fascinating how the pollsters massively underestimated Trump, frankly. And I think it shows the bias even there. The companies, there's just so much anger.
There are Republican
and so much
pollsters who have said that they were just wrong. I think pollsters I don't think it's necessarily where you came from politically, because pollsters on the left were wrong too. Everybody was wrong.
What it does show us is that most of these pollsters aren't working for free, right? So there are people who commission
them. They're getting paid by either the Republicans or the Democrats to do the poll. Or some survey,
most of the pollsters who get paid by Republicans and Democrats do internals. Those are who's being paid by the party to do internal polling for the party so that they know kind of what they're dealing with and what the trends are. And those polls I would actually trust a lot more. And I think that's why, as much as you heard a lot of the talking heads who are Democrats, you know, wishing for this big ethical, overwhelming victory because Donald Trump, you know, orange man bad, basically, is that they knew that this was going to be very close, and I think that both campaigns knew this. That's why we saw so many lawyers deployed so early on, because both campaigns knew that this was kind of the direction. But the pollsters that we see talking on TV, those are hired pollsters from media organizations, whether it's Fox News or CNN or the Washington Post or the New York Times, or, for instance, USC Dornlife is a huge one in L.A. The L.A. Times has commissioned that almost accurately predicted 2016. They had Joe Biden up by 11 points this time around. And I think that shows how truly, when you're looking for a narrative, and this is true with science, and we've seen it with polls about, I always use coffee. How many times have we seen coffee as great, coffee will kill you, drink 12 glasses of coffee for the ultimate benefits? I mean, you see coffee moving around all the time, and that's based in who buys those polls and what narrative they want to create. And so if you look at polling that's put out by the mainstream news media, you have to look down to where they talk about their sources, right? Because you have to look and see if they're oversampling Republicans or oversampling Democrats, or are they oversampling, or are they just sampling all Americans?
Well, if they're paid by the side, that's what they are. Gallup is notorious for that. They have, and
are they sampling likely voters, or are they just sampling any dope that they can get a hold of? Yeah. Right.
Or somebody of the right age. You know, so, that kind of stuff.
As much as anything, I mean, we talk about lessons that can be learned, and maybe it's not this year, but maybe it's over the last 4 years for me, is I always check and see who's behind these things. Mm. And so that's something we have to educate ourselves, because there's a lot of information out there that floats around on both sides of the aisle that is meant to mislead. And so you have to really kind of keep digging to see where it's coming from. Unfortunately.
Why are the Trump backers in Arizona chanting Fox News sucks? Because they called Arizona for Joe Biden.
Fox News was the first one to call it for Biden yesterday afternoon, early afternoon.
Yeah, so this is the kind of stuff I think people were talking about, Jennifer.
They called Arizona when people were still in line. And, you know, I was talking to Victoria. I know, at least the way I feel maybe sometimes on this program, I think that maybe you guys think that I'm incapable of thinking outside of Trump. But I will be very...
And I said I share the same thing because Doug says that about me, too. I can't think outside of non-Trump.
I'm just telling you that I have, you know... I mean this from the bottom of my heart. If Joe Biden is to become president, if that's what the American people really want, I wish that he would have won in a landslide because it would have been better for this country. What's going to happen right now is no matter who wins, whether that is Trump, and he has still got a path, by the way, as much as media outlets don't want to talk about it, Trump and Biden both have a path.
There's a path for both of them.
And whoever wins is going to have half of the country delegitimizing them for the next 4 years because they cheated.
That's almost criminal. It was criminal the last 4 years, and it's just enough already. This is America. I saw one of the boarded-up signs in Los Angeles with somebody with paint, spray paint, wrote "God Bless America" on this boarded up building.
Yeah, because I think
we talked about
that yesterday too. I don't
talk about an overreaction.
Not even the overreaction, but the fact that we're just accepting. Accepting looting and rioting
in
this country.
The process, yeah.
I'm sorry,
right,
don't
exactly.
Board up. You stay open, and if somebody is coming into your store and trying to loot it, call the cops and take legal action. Don't just accept that this is part of the playing field now. So
we're all in this together.
As far as the lesson,
in this together.
And this is something I went to my mom, I went to my friends who are on different sides of the aisle as me, and I said, look, I don't want any of us going to Catatonia, no matter what the election outcome is. I think that is so stupid. You know, I really have tried, for my own self in my life, to say, gosh, I'd like Trump to win, but I'm going to accept whatever happens, and I'm going to try my best to be as fair as I can and not go into some deep depression that a lot of liberals that I love, like my mother, went into 4 years ago.
Silly.
And so she said, I will do my best. And so we made this little pack, right, that we're going to be cool no matter what.
Great.
But we were having a real conversation yesterday about some of the things we can take away from this. And it is, number one, the polling is sucky. And it also limits a lot of people who are voting in Western states particularly. I think
the whole election process screws over people, whether it's the primaries, whether it's the final election. The West Coast gets screwed.
Every time. Pennsylvania.
Every time. Yep.
And just one more thing. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, they knew what scrutiny they would be under. And the fact that they stopped counting votes is unprecedented. That has never happened at least in our modern history of of counting votes after an election. The fact that they stopped counting overnight is going to make people like me question what the heck they were doing, especially when you see an
influx. Well, wasn't it Trump who called for the voters to stop?
He did, Jen. He filed a lawsuit.
Yeah.
But he wants to stop. He wanted to stop counting in Michigan and keep counting somewhere else. It's a mess.
But
legally is going to be a huge mess.
Because this is different. This is a lawsuit that was filed yesterday. What I'm talking about in the vote counting being stopped happened by the state after election night. That was nothing to do with Trump. That was nothing to do with anybody. And that was a problem because all of a sudden then you see an infusion of 100,000 Joe Biden votes only in Wisconsin, 138,000 in Michigan. And then you look at Wisconsin and you see that what they're trying to sell is an 89% voter turnout rate, which is extremely high. And that would make any campaign question.
What was it in Los Angeles? We had 79% voter turnout here in Framingham.
Across the nation, on average, it's supposed to be, the national average is supposed to be about 67%.
What was it in L.A. where you were?
I don't know what it was. In fact, we don't even know in L.A.
Victoria, you know what the percentage of those who came out? I thought it was interesting.
In Wisconsin, I mean, to think that you had a 90% voter turnout when all along you've had 40, 50, I mean, it just doesn't add up. And so, of course, campaigns are going to be questioning that.
Let me summarize the conversation from my perspective by quoting Abraham Lincoln, who said after the war, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies, though passion may have strained our relationship. It must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory will swell when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature. That's what we have to find, the better nature of our angels. That's where we... I know I sound like Marianne Williamson, but I'm
serious.
Yeah,
but that was the whole
this.
Theme of what Joe Biden said yesterday. Yeah. I think that there's a tone, and we talked about this a little bit.
I think
there's a tone. If Trump wins, I would love nothing more than for him to have a tone like that. I don't think that that's just in his personality.
Well, he's not capable. He's not capable of that.
Which is unfortunate. I'm hoping for the best.
Even giving the reins over to Biden, if Biden wins, it will not be genteel. It's just not in his nature. 16 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all-electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
The Y is where Leah first learned to dribble. Now it's also where she'll learn how to divide fractions. This school year, many Ys across America are transforming some of their spaces for virtual learning. Contact your local Y to learn more. Forever Learning. The Y. For a better us.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
All right, let's, I was looking at some of the other results of the election. New Mexico has become the first state to elect a woman of color. Isn't that awful? I mean, when you think about it, it's good.
Well,
but
it was all
awful.
Women of color. Every woman who got elected was of color.
Well, but I mean, the fact
really
that we're, well, why is it great?
Because it's representation, and representation's very important.
There are
when
no
other
white
women
people
of color
in New Mexico?
There are plenty of white. This is not about white people, Doug. This is about women of color being represented.
I get that. But it's what I'm pointing out sometimes.
No one's taking anything away from white people. I'm like,
Victoria,
so are people getting defensive about that.
I think you kind of need to calm down because I haven't finished my statement yet. The point that I'm making is that we have taken this long to recognize equality. And that's what really bothers me about these headlines. The fact that there is... Now, they're all women of color. Yep, okay, that's fine. But getting people who are different involved in the process has taken too long, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, but so why do you hate these headlines? This is the first headline. Now the next headline.
I find it distressful because I think we should have been doing this a long time ago.
Obviously.
Get more people in, and that's my point. 21 after the hour.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
It's Christmas time. Are we supposed to be able to? I guess we can. I'm not sure what London Calling is about, but maybe this is a good Christmas present. If you're a fan of The Clash, it's a 2021 calendar featuring an array of images of the late Joe Strummer. What a great name, right, for a musician. Joe, was that his real name?
I don't know, I think.
Yeah? Joe Strummer. Oof.
If it was his real name, then he was obviously made to do
that. Yeah, right? He was. All right, so anyway, the calendar comes courtesy of the Strummer Foundation, organization set up in the singer's memory to develop new music talent over in England and elsewhere. The charity calendar allows fans to delve into the iconic imagery from Strummer's solo career, featuring various 12-inch record sleeves from his solo career. Fans looking to spread a bit of festive cheer can also get a set of Strummer Christmas cards as well. New design created for this year. Both items can be purchased on the website, right? On their,
yep.
They have what is the website?
I think it's joestrummer.com. That's
Strummer.
His foundation.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not his real name. I just
What's his real name?
His real name, he was born John Graham Mellower.
He was Mellower. Still, that's a great singing name.
Well,
Joe
Mellower. Well, not known to be mellow, so I don't know.
No,
Strummer's probably a much better nickname
better
for him.
Yeah. In August, the likes of Bruce Springsteen and Albert Hammond Jr., Tom Morello, and more participated in a special live stream tribute to Strummer to mark what would have been his 68th birthday. During the stream, a lot of never-before-seen footage of Strummer was aired, in which he labels himself a punk rock warlord. And then he added, music is not the point. What matters is how much spirit you put into it, how much intelligence you put into it. Does it have any meaning at all? Will it communicate to other people? Back in July, Steve Rapport, who is a photographer, shared how he unearthed a series of unseen photos which captured Strummer running the London Marathon. Now, that must have been a
I can't even... I want to look up these images because I cannot imagine a punk rock
like
guy
that.
Running the
right.
London Marathon.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's
like
just nuts.
Keith running or
right.
Mick
any
running.
Of the Rolling Stones doing anything
right.
athletic.
Right. Yeah. Ding. All right, here is one of my favorite singers of all time. There's something about this guy and this song that just sends me. Rick Astley has made his TikTok debut in a rather amusing way. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the phrase Rickrolling, become a growing prank meme among millennials and Gen Zers, in which a link unexpectedly brings a user to the music video for this Rick Astley song, which was first recorded in 1987. Most recently, a video on TikTok will trick a user who thinks a different song is going to load up. Therefore, I guess it was only appropriate for Astley, the king of Rickrolling, to join the fun by creating a TikTok account. Decked in the iconic trench coat from the music video, Astley is seen dancing the choreography from his video to the song. Still not giving you up, welcome to Ricktalk, is the caption in the clip. His fans, as expected, were thrilled. The legend himself has appeared to Rickroll us in one of the top comments. 2020 has been building to this moment, another one says. The entire year has been an absolute Rickroll.
I mean, maybe wouldn't that be fun?
Maybe something to that. Yeah. But isn't this is just such a fun song,
the videos,
right?
I watched, he has three TikTok videos up. It's hilarious. Yeah. He has such a good sense of humor.
How old does this guy be now?
50, yeah. Right?
I would have thought, yeah, at least. Yeah. He's got that big Tom Jones kind of voice to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and even, I think, Tom Jones, big voice. Elton John, big voice. Yeah, that's, and he's got that same big voice. All right, Rick Astley in the focus here, musically on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election remains in question, one thing is clear. The polls were again completely wrong. Pollster Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners, tells Fox News the undecided voter is hard to calculate.
What I would call the unexcited voter. The unexcited voter was somebody who was just not terribly enthused about their candidate, but they were doing it because of an issue that maybe was important to them, but they could still be peeled off. Donald Trump, I believe, was able to peel off some of those folks in the end because Joe Biden, we saw this in the polls all along, only 30% of people that are voting for Joe Biden were voting for him because of his policies and what he was going to do.
Okay.
Most people that are voting for Joe Biden were voting against Donald Trump.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in three states claiming voter irregularities and last-minute rule changes. Thursday night football tonight, the Packers travel to the 49ers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
NASCAR's Jimmy Johnson reflects winning his seventh championship.
That was a special day, and one that, I don't know how people feel about this or if they've had an experience of it, but as that race unfolded and I took the lead on the back straightaway, I felt Ricky Hendrick in the car with me. Mm-hmm. And some of you might remember my hashtag was seven, and that was obviously trying to win a seventh championship, but I did it in a way that was very special to Ricky Hendrick and the Hendrick Motorsports and Hendrick family. And there's this honoring all year long of Ricky that led to that race. And it was just the wildest experience I've ever had in a race car. When I heard Earl say clear on the back straightaway, I swear to you, he was in the race car with me. So to have that emotional and I guess maybe spiritual or enlightening moment is something I've never had before. So that really stands out to me. And then just the juxtaposition, you know, I thought it wasn't our night, you know, and up until 10 to go, I was the slowest of the four eligible drivers. So to have that flip from one mindset to the other and the emotions that came with that and the celebration that followed was pretty epic.
NASCAR will be in Phoenix, Arizona Sunday for the season finale 500, featuring the championship four drivers vying for the NASCAR 2020 title. The race is on NBC Sunday starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's move our minds into a good place, a better place, if you will, if you can. I hope you can. DJV Show, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, really trying to push us out of Ryham, anyway. And I think all of us are push our way out of the past. Get out of it. Move into the present and think about the future. Every day, we all get out of bed and think, well, this is maybe an extension of the previous day. Nah, you, in your own mind. I had a great lesson yesterday from somebody who's very close to me. We were talking about what it is that we believe and why we believe what we believe and how, if we desire to change it, we can do. It's pretty hard to get some of those grooves out of the record of your mind, I tell you. We have our habits and we have our thoughts and, you know, we are welcome to them, but sometimes we kind of need to change our mind, and it's difficult to do. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you think it, sometimes you don't. I was thinking about all the things that have changed in the last week, last month, the last year for all of us, and you can't help but whether you accept the change or not. We were just talking also, Victoria and I, off the air about how quickly Christmas has come around, and some of us have good memories, some of us have bad memories, but it seems like there is, for all of us, for whatever the reason, time is moving so much faster. And so we see, for me, when I'm thinking about this election, it seems like only, not maybe yesterday, but certainly 4 years, when you think about how long a year is in terms of when we were younger, and
it used to feel like an eternity, and now it's like a snap of the fingers.
Right, exactly.
My grandpa, I've said this to you before, but my grandpa used to always say, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
And kind of.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Think about it, you know, that big roll of toilet paper, and then all of a sudden, halfway through, it's like, oh, it's gone.
So, some of the things that have been affected by the election that changes Victoria, a lot of drug legalizations. I saw that Oregon became the first state to legalize magic mushrooms.
decriminalized everything else. So, meth, everything has been taken off the board in Oregon.
So, is that a step in the right direction?
Well, for prison reform, it is, because you can waive the fine if you agree to go to a treatment program. So it's a $100 fine if you're caught with possession. But now this is separate from, like, you know, if you're intending to be a dealer or whatever, that's different.
But who pays But who pays for the rehab? That's the question that I have.
I think you have to go on your own.
If you go on your own, it'd be great. But I have a feeling there's a lot of programs that are going to kick in, and the government will end up paying for it.
Getting people off drugs and not putting them into the... Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's an investment worth making, because look how much money it costs us in tax dollars to put someone in prison.
Oh, my God.
So, you know,
I just think it kills personal responsibility. I think that's dying a slow death anyway in this country. And I just think that kills even faster.
I'm not going to take drugs, though, Jen, just because someone in New Jersey might pay for my treatment someday. That's not, you're either, this is an addiction and a disease, and you're either caught up in it or you're not. I don't know. I don't think that this is going to make people experiment with hardcore drugs just because it's not illegal anymore.
Well,
or not
the decriminalization of marijuana and all the people that have been put in jail for using it over the years, and what has happened to those people. You know, I was looking at the stats here locally as to what's going on in jail for the prisoners with regard to COVID and all of the, you know, never mind the other things, you know, that are lethal for prisoners, but the fact that they don't keep these places very clean, what happens to the inmates when they're in there. I don't know, prison policy and what happens as a result of prison policy, the whole business leaves me cold. We have a very bad penal system, a very archaic penal system, and that's why so many people are repeat offenders, because it doesn't work. And that we put, it's like a slush fund of money.
I agree with all of that. Like,
yeah, get those bad guys and put them in jail. But then what happens to them when you put them in jail?
But I agree with that when it comes to, like, you know, possession of marijuana. That's really one of the issues I take issue with Kamala Harris, because she put away a ton of young black men who couldn't afford to defend themselves, and she just locked them up to make her numbers for attorney general in the state. So that's one of the reasons that I don't like her.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, thank you, Jennifer. Me too.
I would say is, when it comes to some of the harder drugs, I think we all know that rehab only works if you're ready for it, right? And so I take issue with the fact that the government is going to force rehab on someone who doesn't want it and is not ready to accept it.
If they're not ready to accept it, they can pay a $100 fine and they don't have to do it in Oregon. I mean, that's where we're sticking with. So I think that those are two clear choices.
Is this an educational thing?
I think all of it is better in the sense that they're not going to end up in the prison pipeline. So I think that this is still a good thing. Whether they choose to pay $100 fine because they want to keep doing crack, okay, fine, that's your choice.
But I would say, like, for some of the people who are really suffering with an addiction, and this is for some of the harder drugs, because I don't believe marijuana is one of those things where you get... So, I mean, I think people actually do get addicted to marijuana, to that feeling that it gives them, but I don't think it's a physical addiction like you get with meth or cocaine or crack or all of these things, heroin, huge one. It's sometimes, and you've heard the stories, that prison sometimes saves these people's lives because it forces them into a situation where they cannot get their hands on drugs for a certain amount of time. And so,
they leave jail, that's what Doug's saying, when they leave jail, they end up scoring some $10 heroin, and then they're back in jail.
I guess maybe I've just heard the stories of people who have actually had prison be a wake-up call for them, and it actually saves
their lives.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it does work sometimes.
But think of the price, though, and I hate to just be a bottom line line, you know, person here with numbers, but think of the price for someone to have that rehabilitation in prison, at the taxpayer price. And it ruins their record forever. It's harder to get out of jail and to get a job if you have a record. It's just, I don't know. I think that the prison system is so messed up, and I think we need to start dealing with these things on a much more public health way.
It's so corrupt. You know what? It sort of fits into the regrouping whatever public entity you want to focus on, whether it's the police, whether it's the school system, whether it's the public works system. You know, there's a reason that the United States has the worst roads of any major first-scale country, if you will. And that's because we have not focused on what to do or how to fix them right. We just said, okay, let's fix them, but we don't figure out how to fix them right or to build them right in the first place.
We fix them so that they break in 20 years because we want to get the government contract.
So we can get the unions and they get all these big contracts. So it's a rip-off.
I had a talk with my cousin the other day who voted Republican for the first time in her life. And she's like, I couldn't believe it. She's like, I had such an eye-opening experience. I was talking to someone about the LA Unified School District. And she said, they were asking my friend to give them a bid on painting some bungalows. And he said, oh, it'll cost me about $5,000. This guy took it to the school. The school said, oh, no, we can't do that. We have to use an approved contractor. So each thing that the guy could have done privately for $5,000 starts now at $50,000.
20. Yeah, right. Exactly.
50. And so then they wonder why the schools are suffering, why kids are stupid. Well, it's because you're paying $50,000 to paint a building. And it's the same thing
with the roads.
Because you
approved.
Have to use
you
an approved
license,
government
so you're
contractor.
A union card. That doesn't mean they can do it any
better.
And
guess who these people are in the state of California? The person who got the contract for the high-speed bullet train that went nowhere and is literally a failed project? Dianne Feinstein's husband, Nancy Pelosi's husband, made like a huge amount of money on some investment deals.
They're qualified.
Right.
Providers.
So that
happens in every state. And
it does. Why do we accept it?
Of course. It's terrible.
Why do we accept it? That's the question. That's why I go back to what I said about every we pay the bill. The police should do what we want them to do. The school department should teach the way we want them to teach. We should get the services from the city or town that we're paying for, that we agree to. And supposedly, that's why we have a city council or whatever. But it's too easy to corrupt those people.
But it's also people don't
listening.
Vote, right? But people don't vote these people out of office.
No,
you know, whether
you're
it's
right.
Nancy Pelosi or is it Dianne Feinstein's husband? Is that the one?
Yeah.
And look at Mitch McConnell. He's like one of the biggest offenders of all.
Absolutely.
He and his wife, his brother-in-law. I mean, it's his son. It's crazy. But no one votes him out. He just, you know, he had a really respectable challenger this time. But you know, they nailed
him though. I mean, he was called almost immediately.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's no one. I guess I don't know if it's name recognition or what.
Mm.
The election.
Right.
The fact that so many people have thrown so much money into Senate races, $104 million to Lindsey Graham's opponent. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Lindsey Graham has got a lot to answer for, though. I think he kind of...
Yeah, but where are we living? $104 million.
Yeah.
Tell me how
much,
means.
The total
That's a return on investment, though.
This has been the best year for radio on politics as far as binge buying radio spots. And it wasn't just the presidential election. That's what I said yesterday. The Senate races, and to a point, the rep races have become national. People pouring money into these Senate races from all over the country, as you just suggested, $100 million here and $100 million there. You know how much altogether, almost $8 billion was spent on this election. What could we do with that money?
Qualified people run because they can't afford it. I mean,
no.
This guy that was running against Lindsey Graham, the reason people, it's not because they love this guy, Jamie Harrison, that was running against Lindsey Graham. It's not even that they hate Lindsey Graham that much. They poured that much money into that race for return on investment. So do you think that Jamie Harrison, if he had run, would
return
have ever been able to act
that's
independently?
A great way of looking at it.
No way.
But the thing is, one of the big takeaways, we were talking about takeaways just yesterday on, from this election, we've all learned that polls mean nothing, and we also learned it does not matter how much money you spend. Lindsey Graham was begging for money on Fox News, and he still won handily. So I think that maybe in the next election cycle, hopefully we're wiser, and we take a step back, and we realize we don't need to dump that much money into these elections.
And it isn't just about people, ladies. It's about these. We're talking about the marijuana issue. They're talking about some of these things that was spent, the money that was spent on question one here in Massachusetts, which supposedly was the small car repair dealers wanted to be able to repair your car, and the big bad dealers were trying to keep them from doing that, which is the furthest thing from the truth. But you wouldn't have been able to figure that out by reading the proposed legislation. Everybody looking at them, what the hell does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so the repair shops won, but they didn't really, or you didn't really, because what happens now is they have access to everything and anything that you've done in your car. How fast you drive, whether you brake hard, all that stuff, and that can get fed, as I'm sitting here, that info is going to get fed to the insurance companies, and you watch the way they separate out rates.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. You're right about those confusing propositions, though.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you the one that outrages me.
They spent so much money. They had 1,500 people that each gave $1,000 a piece to buy ads.
Of course. Quickly, because I know we're up against the break. But in California, I think I've complained to you guys before about Propositions 47 and 57 that actually makes it a misdemeanor to rape women. There is an opportunity to stop that, to close the loophole on that. Did California vote for it? Nope, they didn't. And here's, I mean,
is
I don't know
how
women,
confusing?
Well, I don't know how women can put their pink hats on and go for a march and then vote for something that allows people, men to rape you and get slapped with a misdemeanor. And it also allows misdemeanor child trafficking.
California is an unbelievable mess. It really is. California,
I think it just shows people don't read those ballot measures. They don't read those propositions. And if you start
people
to read it,
trained.
You don't know what you're voting for.
Yep, exactly. All right, I want to call your attention to one of the programs that I do, and I'm proud of this connection because of me being a farmer. I put that together with a broadcast soliloquy each week. A lot of these same stations carry the American Family Farmer on the weekend, and you can get the podcast as well whenever you want to download it on the channel, wherever you get your podcasts. We have it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The latest one, we talk about the Old Farmer's Almanac and the new Farmer's Almanac and the Mother Nature Network, the winter weather. What's it going to be like and how will it affect farmers? How will it affect you? A lot of that conversation. We've been doing a focus on sanctuaries as well, saving animals. That's part of this most recent American Family Farmer Show. You get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or, as I said, wherever you get your podcasts every day.
The controversy over Ice Cube collaborating with the Trump campaign on the Platinum Plan continues. But is this the start of something new? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. When hip-hop artist Ice Cube confirmed that he worked with the Trump team on its Platinum Plan for Black America, he raised more than a few eyebrows. Despite the backlash, plenty of black Democrats agreed with his effort to make both parties compete for the black vote. His willingness to work with Republicans could be the beginning of a new political trend in the black community, which mostly distrusts the GOP. On the other hand, the Trump team's collaboration with Ice Cube is also a departure from the norm with the GOP, which has historically avoided courting black voters directly. But the question remains, is the Republican Party finally ready to start competing for black votes? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that moment in time, her life changes forever. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three past the hour, time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. First question has to do with Jeff Bridges, who shared with us in the past week or so that he has a diagnosis of lymphoma. And so one would wonder whether this is Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's, and which is the more troublesome of the two. If you're told you have non-Hodgkin's, is that better than Hodgkin's? Because I know there's one that's kind of a death sentence and one that you can get over with, I guess, a lot of work. So what's the story here?
All right, a lot of questions to unpack here. Give me a second. So lymphoma, Doug, it's a cancer that affects the lymph system or tissues and organs that produce, store, and carry white blood cells that help fight infections, very important during these times. And there are two kinds of lymphoma, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Treatment of lymphoma usually involves chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation therapy, a bone marrow transplant, or some combination of these. A specialized treatment called chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy is also used in some patients, which utilize patients' germ-fighting T-cells, which are infused back into the patient's body after being engineered to fight lymphoma. The five-year survival rate for all people with Hodgkin lymphoma is 87%, and people with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is 72%. During his six decades of acting, Bridges, you know, he starred in over 70 films, including True Grit, Seabiscuit, King Kong. So it's a big loss. He was, you know, a special guy, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hold a good thought. Next up, the prescription head lice lotion that has gotten approval. We were talking about FDA approval of various things. What's the process here? And how many people need to use this thing? How many people have? It seems like head lice should be something from the Middle Ages.
Oh my! There's millions of kids, young kids, you know, down to three to teenagers each year who have this. And mom and dad, you have young kids, you know how common this is. And the nice thing is you don't need a prescription anymore. There's now Sklice, S-K-L-I-C-E lotion. It got approval this week for over-the-counter use. You don't need the prescription anymore.
All right. It's called Sklice, S-K-L-I-C-E. Sklice lotion. Okay, got that. Next up, dealing with daylight savings time. A lot of people are not easily adjusting to this. One wonders why we don't do like Arizona does and just eliminate daylight savings time. But the practical side of this is this weekend is we focus on the clocks changing. What is it that people ought to be doing? Is this a medical problem or is this just something that's psychological? That is, 1 hour less sleep or 1 hour more sleep, depending on the end of the clock that you're working on and whether it's now or March.
I think this is a real thing because your own internal clock gets a little pushed and pulled. And I saw a poll that over two-thirds of the American population wishes we wouldn't do this. We would just stay on one clock all year.
Right.
Because I think all of us feel the change, and we're going to gain an hour of sleep this coming weekend, so we might feel a little bit better about it, but we're going to pay for that next spring, and it's not comfortable when we lose it. So in my humble opinion, I would vote to just keep it one clock all year, but what do I know?
Well, you know a lot because you have your own cardiology clinic. By the way, Dr. Kent practicing down in Central Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. And you can reach out to Kent anytime. Telemedicine is big now. People like listening to him on the various programs that I do with him. He's available all the time. You can call down to the office. And because of his gentle nature and his knowledge, people flock to him for help. 352-735-1400 for Kent Lake Cardiology. So let's just, the final question has to do with the, what they call seasonal affective disorder, the SAD business, the winter blues, people getting into that. How will that be different is the question during the pandemic.
Oh, it will be there. Mental illness is huge right now because of the pandemic, anxiety, stress, depression, huge, and I think it'll just amplify the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's something seasonal. You're called sad, and I've experienced it, I think. I just don't like going into the cold darkness of winter. All right. So there are some answers to some practical and important questions from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.